Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's medium.
Oh, it's a good one. It fits.
Sitarge. Yeah. The douche medium. A targe. A tiny large.
A targe.
Cute targe, JC.
Thank you. Kid Nation, it's time to play Beat the Bank.
Yes, it is.
How would you like to go inside the bank vault and possibly win up to $2,000?
Good job.
That could happen.
I'd love it.
If you give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take call number 13. And this is always a fun part of the show where we see if the phones work when
we're on
location. Because we're broadcasting live from New York City. We're in for the night.
We're in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah. What street are we on now?
We're on 55th Street.
Just say we're in New York.
6th and 7th Avenue.
We're right by Soho.
Not too terribly far from 5th Avenue.
What's that
like
new place?
A bad Siri right now.
I learned of a new place.
Nomad.
Oh, the
north of Madison.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that's what it stood for.
I'd never heard of Nomad.
Well, you know, Soho is south of Houston.
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
No.
Yeah, I didn't know Nomad until yesterday, but it makes sense because Soho stands for, and it's pronounced Houston here, not Houston, like we would say. Soho, the neighborhood, is south of Houston.
Why isn't it?
I thought it was just when you went over and saw some chicks and just said Soho.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Soho.
What about the meatpacking district?
Meatpack.
That's where they used to pack meat.
That's where the warehouses were.
Yes.
I avoided that.
I know. That's this really. And that garment district.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know how it got that name.
All right.
Yeah, I'm hungry. George!
We could have done that during the break.
I know, but he's not around.
Our boss is just on his phone. Look, he's on Snapchat.
So hungry.
George
hungry
is probably
too.
On Snapchat.
There's a deli pretty much at every corner.
I know.
Corner,
George's so. Offering to get something to eat.
Speaking of Kelly complaining about being hungry, did you guys see the video that Kelly posted yesterday on Facebook? If you have not, please go to her Facebook page because it's hilarious. We were fortunate enough.
Yes, we're very blessed.
We're very blessed
people.
Hashtag blessed. To be flown in a private plane yesterday.
Yeah, they picked us up.
This
I mean,
doesn't
they flew
happen.
It to pick us up and bring us to New York.
When I say this never happens,
never.
This never happens.
Yeah.
Right.
We're appreciative.
Yeah, we are very appreciative.
We knew it was rare.
Are we appreciative?
We are appreciative, but.
But if it ain't comfortable, Kelly, it ain't comfortable, right?
I like to sleep on planes.
Okay.
That's what I like to do. So after I had enjoyed the cheese tray.
Uh-huh.
And every cracker.
And my vodka.
Uh-huh.
I was ready to recline in my seat.
Yeah.
But I couldn't figure out how it worked.
So it was
a little bit awkward and uncomfortable.
Like in the regular plane, you know, you have the little round button.
Yeah.
You push. It doesn't have a one function. You push that one little button, it reclines.
Yeah,
no big
these
deal.
Seats rotate because you're on a private plane. In case, I guess, you have to have a business meeting and need to
rotate. Yeah, they're like chairs. Yeah.
And there's buttons you have to flip and push down and
And
you spin a lot, but I couldn't figure out how to get the thing to recline.
Oh, my gosh.
I tell you what.
Kelly had a problem. You think you had a bad day at your job yesterday?
I couldn't get the first class seat, the private jet seat to recline.
Yeah,
that was my problem yesterday.
The title of Kelly's video is, I can't get comfortable on a private plane. Hashtag first world problems.
You know, I hesitated posting it because I'm like, people, I hope they get. It's a joke.
We were literally like
everybody's
3 hours from studio to hotel in New York City.
Right. Well, the thing is, we're so
like,
used to
I can't get comfortable on the private plane.
The coolest way to travel.
Like, how do rich people do it? Because these things are impossible.
Rich people must be so uncomfortable all the time.
How do you fly on these private planes? They're so uncomfortable.
You have a lever. You have to pull a lever on the right
the
so that you scoot back. And then you got to push down on a button so that you could recline.
Did you see me pawing at the window trying to find how to lower the shade and it's electronic? I was like trying to look for the shade. I'm like, you can't even close the windows on this plane.
How do those rich people deal with it? How do y'all make it through the day?
Yeah. I was like, man.
Hashtag rich people problems.
Now, fortunately, Kelly, Al, and I get to fly back on this thing.
Yep.
still not going to be able to recline.
I'm sitting in a different seat.
Jenna is on her way to L.A.
I know. Part of me is kind of upset. I have to go on a 6.5-hour flight in coach. I have to miss. I have to miss the private plane home.
Hey, look at the bright side. You will know how to recline your chair.
Yeah, it'll be so comfortable.
It's going to be so snug in there.
Jenna's going to be going out there to film her scary movie role. So she's being killed off.
Yes. I got contacted very last second, last week of filming for a horror movie called Death House, and they're fitting me in somehow. I'm still a little bit in the dark.
Yeah. And you will be hanging out with celebrity author Pierce Brown.
Oh,
can you tell him I'm no longer mad at him?
I'd love to do that, JC, but I have some bad news.
Oh, because of the character being killed
off. Yeah. Well, hold on. What?
I just got a text message from him.
Oh.
Yeah?
Canceling.
He bailed.
Pierce canceled on you?
Look at JC smiling.
He's actually.
I'm not smiling.
You're smiling.
I am.
You don't even realize it. You're smiling.
What in the world?
You're smiling.
I'm not smiling.
Why would you take pleasure in the one area in my life that always falls apart?
No, I'm not. I want this to work out so that we could double date. Why did he cancel?
He said he's getting on a plane right now to fly to New York.
Tell him it's going to be very uncomfortable unless it's commercial.
Is he coming to see me?
I guess he's. I don't know what he's doing.
Really?
I just said no way.
I'm just leaving New York.
It's fine. I mean, it's work. It's not like he. I mean, as far as I know, whatever.
Really?
What am I going to do? I know it is a little disappointing. I was trying to capitalize on that since I was already going out there to work. So
you're asking for the book so you could start reading the book so you guys could chat about that?
I'm not doing that anymore.
No. You don't want it anymore?
He canceled.
No.
Oh, you should, Jen. I just finished it yesterday.
Well, you finished the last one, right?
Yeah. The trilogy.
But do you think if you go on a date with an author that he wants you to sit there and do nothing but talk about his book? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either, but I was going to do it just because I think it gives you a lot of insight into someone's personality. You know, it does at least give you a jumping off point for conversation.
Yeah, it is a conversation piece.
At least it's a compliment that you cared enough to read his book.
Because there's a little bit of the author in every character they create, right?
I'm sure.
Oh, man, it was such a good ending, you guys.
You were satisfied.
I was satisfied. I want you guys to read the book.
How did it end?
I'm not going to tell you how it ends.
I've asked you to bring me the first one.
Kelly would read it. I don't think Al would read it.
No, probably not.
What's the last book you read, Al?
Bible.
No, it was not. No, it was not.
Quiz him, Kelly.
Disciple Blake. Featuring Disciple Blake.
People are still thinking that I was serious and that I got busted.
I thought you were dead serious.
It's 50-50 out there.
Yeah. Didn't somebody start a Twitter account, you said?
Yeah, Disciple Blake.
he starts revealing the unrevealed commandments.
Yeah. Disciple Blake said, thank you to Kelly Raspberry for finally shining light on me. I'm often forgotten.
Disciple Blake.
He sounds like a hipster disciple.
Is that the only tweet he's done? He's got to come up with some good stuff now.
I don't even think Disciple Blake has any pictures up yet.
Oh, come on, Disciple Blake. he
has a man bun.
You got to go with the joke now. You got to fulfill your end of the bargain here.
Yeah, Disciple Blake only has the egg on Twitter. He's got one follower.
Is it you?
No. Some guy named Rob.
Is he photoshopping himself in?
Probably Rob's the one that started
it. Rob, it's probably Rob. Rob is a follower of Christ.
He's following Russ's hat and genocide boom.
And Disciple Blake is following Kelly Raspberry.
Well, as Disciple Blake should. Yeah. I'm responsible for unveiling him to the world.
Yeah.
I actually think that'd be a great character.
Disciple Blake.
Disciple Blake.
Yeah. It's like the hipster disciple.
You should call your buddy over at SNL and give him that little nugget. For a skit.
Oh. We're not allowed to give nuggets
We're
to
not.
SNL
I've given
people.
Him such good stuff. He submitted, Jay Farrow said he submitted my idea for when they had Jonah Hill on, and I told Jay about my creepy ADT security installation situation where he did the hostage situation.
Yes.
Because Jay thought it was so funny, and so he definitely said he was going to submit it. But he also said, don't get me in trouble if we use it. Because they're not allowed to take ideas from other people and use them.
Well, you just
ruined
that one by telling it.
But it didn't make the cut. So apparently it wasn't SNL worthy or Jonah wasn't down for it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not allowed to. And then they say that somebody could try to sue them if you use the idea. And then the person wants some sort of monetary value from it. So they don't want to use your stuff. They don't even look at emails. They say, oh, I have an idea for you. They won't look at the emails.
I guarantee you Donald Trump took my Trump chicken idea. I guarantee you that.
I guarantee you Donald didn't even write any of those
things.
They could have given them the idea because the celebrity comes in. They say, do you have any ideas to kind of humor the celebrity?
I guarantee
Maybe that happened.
Yeah.
It would be a very odd coincidence. Yeah.
And Trump nailed had a good day
night.
Yesterday.
Nailed it last
Man.
Night. Man. 5 for 5, wasn't
he? He swept. Hillary, I think, was 4 for 5.
Yep.
Bernie won Rhode Island, I believe.
Yep.
And that other white dude came in second place over Ted Cruz.
Kasich.
That other white dude.
When you say that other white dude when it comes to politics,
I feel like it's a lot of those candidates.
A very vast pool, you know?
True that.
Now you got your rap ready?
Let's do it, man.
Let's go.
Live from New York City.
Let's play.
Beat the bank. Big nose wine tasting. Guggenheim with ale. Bronx Zoo. Scoop sale.
Disclaimer here.
Yes.
If you're listening in your car and you're like, dang, I was way off on that beat.
Don't be.
I forgot about the delay.
I beg of you. Do not be mad at Al. Although he's often not on beat.
Yeah. In our earbuds, it sounded fine.
That's awesome.
There could quite possibly be a delay since we're broadcasting from New York.
But we don't know for sure.
We'll find
out. It's probably a delay. I'm sure they'll let us know.
People love to let us know when it sounds like
on
crap.
The text.
Tweet Al.
Don't judge Al.
Yeah.
Because he was on point here.
And I was giving you things to do in New York City should you be traveling this way today or this weekend. They have the Big Nose Full Body Wine Tasting going on.
Oh. Yeah.
You can take a trip down to the Guggenheim and get some burr. You can go to the Bronx Zoo or you can go to the sale at Scoop.
Oh, and the text messages are flooding in.
Yeah? How bad was it?
Man, he's off beat. Al, you're off beat.
Okay, there's a delay, people,
Al,
okay?
Learn to rap.
There's a delay. All right? Jeez.
What the heck was that?
Jeez.
Off beat for show.
Okay, I get it.
Delay, but I liked it.
I thought it sounded fine.
Yeah, but I liked it. All right, also, we're going to have you start 2 seconds prior next Beat the Bank.
We'll just do it. You can do the...
Yeah. Oh, you want to beatbox?
Yeah, you beatbox it for me next time. There you go.
All right, let's talk to our first contestant of the day.
All right.
If you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We got you next hour, Kid Nation. But right now, let's meet Tina. Hi, Tina.
Oh, good morning.
What's up, girlfriend?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
What are you doing right now? On the way to work, getting ready? What's going on?
I am on my way to work, but I pulled over.
Okay.
Good job.
Now, I hear you have you work at a real cool spot.
I do.
Where do you work?
I work at Gulfstream Aerospace.
Aerospace?
Oh.
Yes, they build aircraft.
Whoa.
Yeah, they do.
Is it tough to get a job at a place like that? Big background check?
Probably. I think that it takes a minute for them to look at the background and all that stuff. But
yeah.
What's the most popular aircraft buy right now, if I want to buy one?
If you want to buy one, you might get on the new model, G4 or something like that. Get on the list. I'm sure you got that.
You gotta get on the wait list.
Yeah. Okay.
Al was in the cab yesterday, and he goes, man, I wonder how much it would cost to buy a plane. I want one.
Man, I'm telling you, after you fly in one, it's like, man, I don't want to fly any other way.
I looked at him.
Kelly would differ. You know, Kelly has a problem. She can't get comfortable on that plane.
I looked at him. I was like, are you serious right now?
I was just fine.
Mr. $9 in your bank account. You're talking
about? I think you're better off just knowing someone with one.
All right,
Tina. Well, here's how Beat the Bank works. It's we're doubling it this week. So you could win up to $2,000. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. It will increase the longer you stay in there. See how much courage you have. The longer you stay in there, the higher it gets. When you say stop, that's how much money you will win. Even if he says $2,000, you still have to yell stop. Because if you don't and it closes, you will get nothing. Okay, Tina?
Got it.
You got it.
You're smart. You work at Aerospace Company. You know what's going on. You know the deal. All right, Tina. Let's see how much money you win when we play
Beat the Bank.
Good luck.
$180. $250. $330.
380. 470. 610. 850.
$850. $850. You weren't feeling it, huh, Tina?
I'll take $850 all day long.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm planning a trip, and I'm going to use it towards that.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Orlando.
Yeah?
Mm.
Where, are you going to go to Disney World, Universal, or are you just chilling in Orlando?
Zumba instructor, and I'm gonna use that to pay for the Zumba instructor conference.
Oh,
it's
a Zumba conference.
A Zumba instructor conference.
Wow.
Of course there is. By the way, I love y'all. I love y'all's outfits that you guys wear in Zumba. Oh,
they have Zumba conferences.
Not just Zumba conference. Zumba instructor conference.
We have to send part-time Justin down as our man.
You know, it's his favorite workout.
On the street. He loves Zumba.
Oh, yeah.
When is it?
It is July 28th.
Okay.
All right, we gotta make that happen.
We got time.
Awesome.
We might have to stop by one of your classes one day.
I think part-time Justin should become certified so he can actually participate in the Zumba conference.
He might. Well, Tina, you got $850. That's when you said stop. That's how much money you got. But just for fun, we want to see how high it could have gotten, okay?
Okay, cool.
Let's check it out.
$930.
Oh.
1100.
Shut up. Oh.
1250. 1370.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey,
there you go.
Hey, you got more than half. Not bad at all, Tina.
I'll take it.
Congratulations.
Hey, you're going to be Zumba instructoring all night long, girl.
Yeah, you are. Come on now. You have fun at the aerospace company doing that
Thank
stuff.
Thank you.
All right. There
Y'all
she
have
goes.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, Tina. And we'll play Beat the Bank again in about 45 minutes. And we got love letters to Kelly because it's Wednesday and we're doing it live from New York. Oh, Sex in the City. Perfect place to do some love letters.
It is. Yeah.
It is.
Love letters to Kelly's coming up in about 30 minutes. We'll be right back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Our girl Tina just won $850 with Beat the Bank. Dollars. It's like my tongue didn't want to work there. And we got Halsey going to join us in studio. She's in New York. We're in New York. Why not just say, hey, what's up?
Yeah, holla at your boy.
She'll be with us in about an hour. White Cheddar, is that what you said?
Yeah.
About an hour away from Halsey coming up here and saying what's up for a hot second.
Very nice.
We are in New York. We'll come back home for a couple days, and then we're heading off to Vegas. We got a text asking us, which casino are you guys staying at in Vegas? In case you're going there this weekend, we'll be at the Hard Rock.
Yep.
And then we'll be partying at the pool.
Yeah, if you're looking for Kelly.
At Rehab.
She'll be at the pool at the Hard Rock.
That's right. We got a cabana.
Kelly was heartbroken this morning when she found out the dress code to the pool.
The pool has a dress code?
Oh, yes, Al. You know what they want you to wear at the pool?
I would assume.
Swimsuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ding,
no.
Ding, ding, ding.
It's like a requirement. You have to come down ready to be a pool person.
All right.
Because Kelly just wanted to go down there in just regular clothes and hang out, right?
Right.
You didn't want to do the bathing suit thing.
Right.
But now, apparently, you have to.
Yes.
Well, that doesn't affect 99.999% of the people at the pool.
I think it's because they don't want people, like, in jorts getting in the water.
Well, I went down there once on my first time to Vegas. I remember I had jeans on.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to go, like, see what it looked like on a Saturday at the pool. And they were like, you can't come in here in jeans. Like, I'd just gotten into town. Yeah. They would go take clothes off. Whoa, okay.
That's the rule.
All right. And Kelly's a rule follower.
I am a rule follower.
All right.
So Kelly will be partying at the pool with us if you want to.
I like staying at the Hard Rock, though. That's a really great hotel if you're ever going to Vegas.
Really,
that's a fun one.
Yeah.
It's a fun one, for sure.
Yeah, because then after you've had a lot to drink, you can just kind of walk the halls back to your room and look at all the music memorabilia.
You know.
I think it was.
You've done that so many times. I know you have. I saw JC one night. I actually, now that I say it, remember the last trip we took 5 years ago as a show. We flew out there. I remember going back to my room at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I saw JC just standing in the hall staring at something on the wall.
I think it was 3:30 in the morning. It was more like 3:30.
I'm like, what are you looking at?
I had just gotten done gambling with Kid, And I was just standing in the hallway looking at it. I think it might have been a Prince outfit.
And yeah, she, something cool.
And I was just seriously just standing there looking at it.
Captivated.
She just caught me at the wrong time. I was listening to an old show on the Kid Nation app.
Okay.
There's another text message. And Kelly Raspberry said she would not date a magician. Ha!
And what year were they listening
to? May 28th of 2013, Kelly.
Somebody was going that far.
Trey pulled, I believe Trey pulled the audio
oh,
for us.
No way.
Hopefully Alan is not listening this morning.
And a little bit of context here. You guys are talking about The Bachelorette.
We're talking
one of the contestants on The Bachelorette.
Oh, was a magician or
knew
some tricks or something.
Okay, so let's take a listen to Kelly.
Would you date a magician?
Probably not.
Got the cape on and everything and interrupts a party by going, I'm going to make Dez disappear.
You're telling me you wouldn't date David Copperfield?
David Copperfield. I never got him. With Claudia Schiffer, I never understood that because not only was he a magician, he was just greasy. But he's a bazillionaire.
Yeah,
he
is.
Exactly.
There, you got to put that
see? Unlike Nick, because Nick has that dreaded slash in his occupation. You know, like we saw that during The Bachelor. We saw that with the girls. He's like, social media expert slash blackjack dealer.
So he's like accountant
Model.
Slash.
Yeah, no, he's Taylor slash magician.
Yeah, because
so he makes his own capes.
Sewing on buttons and hems doesn't pay the bills. Oh,
wow. And here he is getting kicked out.
Sucks to be going home first night.
Yeah.
Because I know I've got a lot more to offer than probably half those dudes in there at least. Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
And I make my own clothes.
Dez is definitely really genuine and she's beautiful. Got a lot going for her. Yeah. But I think she made a mistake. We've got a lot in common and, you know, could have had a...
But you're a magician.
So close.
You're a magician. You're a magician.
They're both so close.
But she didn't see who I was. And you're not just a magician.
No, you're a magician.
I mean, I'm just somebody who...
No, that's the only thing girls can think about is you're a magician.
The right person.
That's it. Nobody wants a magician.
That's why I got dumb. You should have just kept Taylor.
Dude. Oh,
Taylor man. And I'd have weekends off.
Oh, my God.
Something.
Taylor and I have weekends off.
Oh, man.
I do a couple magic tricks, but I'm not a magician.
No girl. Once a magician.
Well,
no, I'm not saying no girl will end up with a magician. No girl goes out looking for a magician. You don't go, hey, I hear there's a hot birthday. There's a birthday party going on down the street. I bet they have a hot magician.
My friend, one of the guys that was my groomsman at my wedding, I've known him since fourth grade. He started doing magic tricks.
Yeah.
And he would always complain in high school because he'd be like, dude, I had all the girls around me at the party. I was doing my magic tricks, and I didn't get to kiss one girl.
Imagine that.
I'm like, because you're the magician.
It's cute at parties to do a sleight of hand trick.
Right.
But yeah, you don't want to.
Dad, this is Bob.
Bob, what do you do, son?
See, that wasn't that bad.
No.
I just said I probably wouldn't prefer to be a magician.
You probably would not.
I know. And on our second date, and he'll tell you, I'm surprised we made it to a third. Because we're sitting there on our second date, and he whips a pack of cards out of his pocket. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Kelly's boyfriend does magic.
I'm going to show you a little something here. I'm like, what is that? And he starts doing magic, and I just, I know this is hard to believe. I sat there with my arms crossed and looked at him like, what the hell are you doing? And so, and then I got mad because he did the tricks, and I couldn't figure out how he was doing
them.
Because
he's good.
So... because I was so mad, he showed me how he did them. And magicians never do that. That just shows you what a butt I was being.
Yeah. Right.
So he shows me the tricks. Apparently, he liked me enough after that to see me again. But now I'm like, now he said it's so funny because I've gone from, why the hell are you doing this to, honey, do him a trick. Go show him a trick. So
yeah,
I kind of did a little.
You're going to be a magician, be good.
Yeah.
Nothing's nothing's worse than the bad magician being on a date.
And he is good. And he's, and, you know, he's cute.
And it helps that he's a good looking guy.
He's very good looking and he loves it.
He does.
I still love the pulling the wallet out at dinner and going, Emma Kelly, are you going to pay? And he's like, that's good. I got money to burn. And the wallet goes up in flames.
Instead of, he should have just slowly trickled in some of these magic tricks without saying he's a magician. Like,
he just did it.
Reaches in his pocket for a handkerchief and it just kind of keeps going.
Yeah, that's a clown. That's a clown.
I could be a magician.
No.
It could be.
No.
A clown and a magician are different.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know the difference.
And Alan does
I guess.
Not do balloon animals because apparently that is looked down upon.
What about face painting?
By magicians.
Face painting?
Magicians look down on balloon animal artists.
Oh, really?
This is just a
what's the hierarchy with that energy, with that category?
I don't
Hot
know.
Magicians, then regular looking magicians.
What about illusionists?
Then, damn.
I don't know.
It's
Chris
probably
Angel
illusionist.
Is an illusionist. That's pretty big.
Then what about hot magicians?
What about mimes?
Mine's way down at the bottom.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And they can never order.
JC is now speaking as one of the community.
I am.
He speaks for the magic community.
I know. A magic...
And you know, and Alan keeps referring to the magic community. The magic community doesn't like that. I'm like, what community?
Does he go to meetings?
No, I don't think. If he does, he hasn't shared that.
He has a sensei. You have to have your sensei who teaches you the ways. And once your sensei teaches you, you cannot show other people what your sensei is teaching you. Because you are
not. I feel like this is just code for sponsor. It's just code for something else.
I was trying to think, if I'm dating a girl, what date would I actually pull out the magic tricks?
Third date. That was perfect.
I mean, I know that's what Alan did. I'm just
second.
When is the magic? Oh, that's a big decision to make.
A lot of guys get the girl just at the party doing that.
Mm-mm.
Except my friend. He was not able to do that.
Pull off your hat when you're meeting the mom and a pigeon flies out.
I finally screwed up the trick yesterday.
You haven't been practicing it enough.
I have. I think it was because of the turbulence on the plane. I tried it on our boss, George, and I got one of the cards right.
All I heard the whole flight was I heard JC go, oh, I messed it up.
Oh man,
it sucks because you can't go back and do it.
No.
It's over.
I got to get a new trick.
I let my sensei down. Sucks. Guys, I just got a message back from Bobby Moynihan. Hold on one second.
No way.
Oh, great.
I wrote him and said, hey, Bobby, our show is going to be in New York Wednesday. Want to swing by and do a radio chat between 7 and 10?
We're close to SNL.
I'd be stoked. He just wrote back.
Pretty sorry.
Nope.
Hey, man. Sorry I didn't get back to you sooner, but I can't do it today.
Oh.
Just forgot to text you back and let you know. Because, you know, I didn't feel like it.
Oh, my gosh.
He's being funny. Hope you're well. He wrote me back, you guys.
Oh, that's cool.
That is pretty cool. Thanks, Bobby. I wonder if he's listening. He's not listening.
Doubt it.
He's not listening. We got Love Letters to Kelly coming up next. We're doing a special edition here from New York City. Are you ready, Kelly?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll get to it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're live from New York this morning, and out. That's a little quick trip for us. Had a little dinner with some legends, basically.
Cool dinner last night, huh?
Real cool dinner, man. Heard a lot of cool stories.
I got kissed by a white guy again.
Can
I lie?
Someone's in the air for you.
Are we going to start the Instagram, the Big Al Instagram?
Yeah, don't say what it is yet because we got to claim it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we definitely got to claim it.
Yeah.
We're going to make this a thing. We got Beat the Bank coming up. Just about 10 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank again. Tina won $850 during her turn less than an hour ago. But I think it went up to like 1300 something.
1380, I believe.
1380. So we'll see how much you can win. But right now, we want to get into Love Letters to Kelly. We're going to go ahead and do it a cappella because if we didn't, we'd be off beat.
Yeah.
Because every time we're on location.
There you go. A little bit of a delay. So, yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Love Letters! Love Letters to Kelly! The volume's off a little bit.
Okay.
A little pitchy.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years now, and I couldn't love him more. I've also been able to watch his son grow into a fantastic young man. I love them both with all my heart. Just like any love-struck woman, I'm looking to take our relationship to the next level, such as moving in and talking about marriage. But every time I do, he shuts me down. He says he's not in that stage and he can't promise those things to me. I'm really confused. He says he loves me but doesn't want to talk about our future. Am I the one jumping the gun? How long is too long to wait for him to be ready? Sincerely, confusingly love-struck Len.
Well, I think 4 years is plenty of time for him to know if you are in the picture for him for the rest of his life. And obviously, he doesn't see it that way. But he might suddenly realize that you need to be in the picture once you're gone.
Yeah.
That has a way of waking a man up because you let him get away with it for 4 years. I wouldn't say get away with it. That's probably a little bit harsh. But this is the way he likes it. And if you want more and he's not giving it to you, then you need to leave and go find that with someone else. Mm-hmm. Now, that might be enough to rattle him into realizing if this is what you want, I want you in my life, and he'll give you the ring.
Yeah.
But you might have to, you know, draw the line in the sand. It doesn't have to be a mean conversation. It doesn't have to be any ultimatums. It's not an ultimatum. It just is what it is.
4 years too. Al, you've been married before. When were you able to tell that, okay, I'm gonna marry this girl?
About a year in.
Yeah.
My factors were family's like, man, you need to go on and make that move. And every guy has like a moment. It's like a light bulb. It's like a light switch. You know, you can be not ready, not ready, not ready. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're kind of ready. Mm-hmm. You know, you just kind of wake up and you're, for whatever
and
reason.
Whoever you're with at the time is the lucky girl.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I'm saying 4 years is way enough time. It only gets harder.
It only gets harder the longer you stay in something. I've waited around for a while. It's like it only gets harder the more years you put into something.
You get more feelings.
With each day, it's not going to get easier because you get comfortable.
And it's not that easy to walk away from a 4-year relationship.
Right.
But you have to decide, okay, I'm willing to keep things the way they are, or I want more for myself and I need to move on.
Right.
And you never think there'll be someone else.
Oh, there
you
is.
Never think there will be, but there is. And it's not necessarily the next week you'll find somebody. It might take a year or two, but you'll still end up on the path you're supposed to be on. And he might decide, hey, I want you back and I'll give you the ring and let's do this.
You'll get your answer.
Marriage ain't for everybody.
Exactly.
You know?
From a guy's perspective, like Al said, he knew within a year that he was probably going to marry. I knew within the year, and I was young when I met my wife, this is the girl I'm going to marry. As a guy, you know. Like, you know that this is the girl I want to end up with. And all my buddies that I see them date girls. And they date them for 3-4 years. They break up. They meet another girl, and they tell me, this is it. This is the girl I'm going to marry. And they marry her.
On the flip side, I knew within about 6 months after being married that I'd be divorced. So, you know.
So
you
took that long? Honestly?
All right. Love letters. Love laughing. We need the thing.
Need 3, 2, 1.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly.
Live from New York. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am 27 and living platonically with my daughter's father. She is 2 years old, and we've been living together for about 8 months. He's buying a house and offered me a room there as long as I wanted. It has been fine living together, and financially it helps out a lot, and our daughter gets to see both her parents. I do have feelings for him, but I know nothing will ever come of it. Should I move out and get on with my life or stay where it's comfortable but a bit lonely?
Well, I mean, has he put rules that you can't date?
That's awkward.
Well, she likes
I mean,
him.
You
that's
can,
a thing.
That's awkward.
Well, I mean,
that's white folks.
I think that, you know,
your brother can't do that.
To be able to, this is such an awkward living arrangement, isn't it? That, I mean, you don't have to be lonely.
It's cool for the little.
I mean, I wouldn't be bringing the new boyfriend around that. Yeah, but he's not reciprocating them. And she's not asking about that. She didn't ask me about that. She asked if she should move out. I think it's great if both parents can be there for the child and you're this chill about it. But you can date. You don't have to be lonely. I just wouldn't bring the boyfriend or whoever over to the house. That would be really confusing for the child.
And when he brings somebody over, you know she's going to be super hurt because she does have feelings.
Out of respect. Ground rules for that.
Yeah. You can't do it either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know it's his house. Apparently, I think that's what
that'd
the letter
be so
said,
difficult, but though, to live with someone that I loved that I had a child with that didn't want to be with me.
Right?
I'd have to start my life differently, I think, at some point.
Yeah.
Start it over.
I love it when a parent, I mean, I just love it when a kid has both parents in the home, and if that works for them, that's great.
Yeah.
Doesn't work for everybody. I don't think that would work for 99% of people listening this morning.
No.
If she didn't have a kid with him, you would say get out.
Oh.
Yeah, of course,
oh, yeah,
right? But
the
kid
sure.
changes it so much.
And they're amicable.
Yeah.
It seems like a wonderful arrangement.
Before somebody starts dating? No.
Night.
All right.
Yeah, once somebody, I'll tell you what's going to change things is when he finds somebody.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
She'll be getting out. So enjoy the free rent while you can.
Or when he has a couple drinks and he comes home and you're there. And he's gonna be like, you know, hey.
Might be hooking it up now.
Come
now.
On now.
Yeah.
All right. Love letters.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I are currently staying with his mama so that we can save up to buy a house. We don't really want to rent anymore, and by staying with her, we save a ton of money. But I'm going crazy. How do I tell him that I am so ready to move and just want to start renting again? Please help. I'm in a love triangle.
Well, I mean, is there not a deadline? I mean, you have to have an end date. If you have an end date, you know there's a light at the end of the tunnel and you can put up with it. But I know my parents lived with me for about 8 months, and it was horrible. They'll tell you it was. I mean, but we knew the end was in sight, so we were, like, holding on, you know, for that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, you have to have a set a time limit. Have a discussion with your husband saying this is stressful on our marriage, and I don't want this, and I know we've got to get a place, but what's the target date here? What's the amount of money you're trying to save? What's the time limit? You need to have these boundaries.
Sure.
For everybody's benefit before you just move out and start renting again and then squash all your plans and dreams to have your own home.
Agreed.
It's a conversation you need to have.
What was so difficult when you lived with your parents? Was it just that they're your parents?
Well, I love my parents and everything, but, you know, this and then my home became their home.
Yeah.
And so my dad wanted to make things comfortable for him while he's in my home. But I'm like, well, you're only here temporarily, and the things you want to do are permanent, you know. So, I mean, it was just kind of like, you know, having your own space.
Was he walking around in his drawers?
No, he wasn't. My but, dad. I mean, just having your own space and your own place for privacy and where you could retreat. And my house wasn't really conducive for that. So it was just, you know, it was time for them to go when it was time for them to go.
Did you want a man cave?
Man cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted a man cave.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
This is my house. All right.
That was really basically it. Yeah.
One more?
We'll do one more.
All right,
okay.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
All right, this is the theme of this one's playing with fire, Kelly.
Okay, ooh.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Damn.
I've been in a relationship for a little over a year now. Things have been going great. About a week ago, my ex-boyfriend from 3 years ago asked if we could get coffee and talk.
Ooh.
That relationship ended badly. Found out he was sleeping with my roommate, got her pregnant. After throwing everything within arm's reach, including my hairdryer, a few textbooks and plates, I never heard from him again. It took a while for me to get over it. A horrible bad girl phase, way too many hungover mornings. Now I'm finally happy and planning to get married.
Good.
I don't want to talk to my ex at all. I just want to know why he wants to talk now. I mean, what could he want 3 years later? I can't stop thinking about it. Should I just talk to him so it stops bothering me? Kylie.
What do you think he wants to say? He probably just wants to apologize. Maybe that, just clear his conscience or something. I don't see any good coming out of it. I mean, meeting him face to face is absolutely out of the question in my opinion. But if it's bothering you that much, you just want to hear what he has to say, just say, well, just tell me over the phone. I'm not going to meet with you. I'm very happy in a relationship. You can say whatever you want to say over the phone or just don't say it at all.
Yep.
But don't you dare meet him for coffee. Don't you dare do that.
Nope.
That's a backstab.
That's do not.
Bad move.
I don't even, what needs to be said if you've really moved on? What is she wanting to hear what he has to say?
I know. It's just
what
surprising.
Could it possibly be?
There's not much worse you could do than sleep with your good friend and get her pregnant.
He could apologize or he could say, I made the biggest mistake in my life and I want you back. And then what are you going to do? And now I'm confused.
Exactly.
No, there's no good that can come of this. So just, I wouldn't mess with it.
I think that's what us girls don't do often. If you got to play out the scenarios.
Yeah.
You just don't think about it, but you're right. What is going to happen? What are the options?
Right.
Yeah.
If you want to meet with them, doesn't that mean that you could potentially fall back into
that? Don't do that.
Don't put yourself in that situation.
Don't you dare meet him face to face.
Because I've seen girls that my ex-boyfriend wants to meet with me. Yeah. No.
No.
Not happening.
Mm-hmm. No.
You can tell she's still.
Of course she is. She's not over it. She thinks she is. No. She wouldn't even be entertaining the thought. There's nothing you can say to me that I want to hear is what she should say.
Yeah.
And be done with it. Boom. And block him.
Boom. Yep.
Never talk to him again.
That's what she should say. But if she's going to absolutely obsess about it, because you know how girls are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he wants to see if he still has the power.
He wants you back.
He wants to see if he still has the power.
Yeah.
Pregnant messing when you're dating.
Yeah.
Like,
he's messing with you. That's what guys do. They mess with you.
Why, Al? Why do you do that?
We want to see if we still have the power.
As a reformed player.
I used to be that way. You know,
he's not reformed. He's tired. He's a tired player.
Yeah, she's got me right there. Yeah. But yeah, you want to make that phone call. Hey, baby, let's hang out. Let's just friends. You know, let's just get a couple.
No.
Let's get one quick drink.
Because
you recognize how incredibly selfish that is.
Oh, it's incredibly selfish.
Right?
Yeah. And then you get there and you had that one drink. Let's just get one more.
And we'll tell you this.
Let's go to the parking lot.
As a girl, you might get those feelings that pop right back up. He does not have those feelings at all. He seriously, like Al said, just wants to see. I want to see if I still got it wrapped.
Pop back up, all
right. I want to see if I got it wrapped around my finger.
And part of her is like, I want him to see how far I've come.
Yeah.
That's what she's thinking. I want to show him that I've moved on. And I've got a fiance. New.
Gosh, sometimes I just wish I liked girls.
Then he's going to, me too. Then he's going
to, you know.
He's going to put his hand on the shoulder. He's going to tell you a joke.
I do.
Put his hand on your thigh.
I do. Like, I think
guys are horrible.
Guys
are horrible.
We're just emotional. We have our own issues. Of course we do.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd probably be too dramatic for me too. But, I mean, it's just such a different emotional wavelength there, you know, with girls and guys. We think differently. Gosh, it would be easier.
Right.
Shannon.
She that kind of drama. That's a whole different kind of drama. I've been to Sue Ellen's or whatever. That's a whole different kind of drama.
Yeah.
That's a whole different kind of drama.
It's still there.
Dog. Ooh, boy.
I think relationships are just drama.
Yeah.
Because girls get jealous.
Of course. Yeah. Everybody gets jealous. No. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We got a tab set up for you. Write it. We read it. She solves it just for you like that.
Boom.
And it's time.
Yeah, it is.
It's time to play Beat the Bank round 2. This week, we're giving away up to $2,000 per turn.
Woo!
$2,000. How long are you going to stay in there? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, give us a number.
21.
Caller number 21. You get to play Beat the Bank when we come back next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
No, 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 no.
Well, well, what's wrong, Al?
No, no,
what?
No.
Oh, you, don't have a rap, you don't have a rap ready?
No, I have a rap ready.
Yeah?
Ready, ready.
Remember the beat, the bang.
Yeah, I know how the rap goes, but
you're
let's just do
beat
it.
Boxing.
You beat boxing yeah. because with the delay, us
oh,
up here in
right.
New York City on 55th Street between 6th and 7th, mm-hmm. There's a delay.
Yeah.
So I would prefer if you would do me the honor.
Oh, you... Okay.
Give me a little beatbox.
I'll give you a little beatbox.
I'll rap to that.
Okay. All right? We can do that, Al.
All right. Good deal.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Is he all practiced? Let me just ask that question.
Has Al?
Well,
I'm just going to give him a nice slow beat.
Yeah.
Like a. Or faster.
Like,
needs to be a little bit faster.
Beat the bank.
Okay.
Beat
okay.
The bank.
Here we go.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Buggy down. And all of those are, Kelly?
Boroughs.
The five boroughs of New York. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, hey,
you're
hey,
done.
Hey.
Wiggity, 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 wiggity.
No, once I get going, I can't stop.
Yeah, okay.
Once I get going, I can't stop.
You're overshadowing the real talent here.
Right?
No, never, I was giving him a bet to talk over.
Never outshine the bride. Remember that.
What?
From the wire
that comes. Is a good life lesson.
Thank you, Al.
From the bride.
So you're the bride.
This whole man kissing on me thing is really starting to get to me.
Save all that. Save that. Save that. You're getting kissed a lot by dudes, man.
Yeah, last week, I've been kissed by two successful rich white guys.
Who was your favorite?
Who was a better kisser?
Blake.
I would have said Bob.
The founder of MTV.
Yeah, the founder of MTV kissed me.
I personally would have gone with Bob.
The founder of MTV, the CEO.
Yeah.
Right?
He looked like he was more gentle than
man.
Blake was.
He was quicker.
Yeah. He was quicker.
He didn't make it awkward.
Blake, there was real feeling behind Blake's kiss.
Yeah.
It was like
there's passion.
It was like an intimate.
Yeah.
Well, no, not intimate. That's the wrong word.
Like if there was a wall, he would have thrown you up against the wall.
No. But it was like a good bro man kiss, yeah. though, you know?
If you know a successful white guy that is willing to kiss Big Al Mac, do let us know.
I think it's better when it's spontaneous.
Send us it.
Like I didn't know
what
either one was gonna happen.
Okay,
I didn't know Blake was gonna grab me and kiss me, and I didn't know Bob, our big huge Bob.
Well, yeah, we can arrange that. I mean, if any rich white guy sees you on the street, he can surprise you.
Yeah. If you're a successful white male and you see Al on the streets, just sneak up and
kiss
give him a kiss.
The cheek.
He'll enjoy that.
Just get a picture.
Yeah. All right, let's play Beat the Bank. Let's meet our contestant.
All right.
Casey, welcome to the show. You're caller number 21.
Hi.
Hey. What's going on
Good
this morning, Casey?
Everybody.
Hello.
I had actually just pulled up to Krispy Kreme Donuts to buy some donuts for the office, but got Ooh. To y'all first, so y'all are
Oh, well, young. Guess what? Those donuts are probably going to be paid for here if you win with Beat the Bank.
Dang right.
Just like that.
You win, you might be able to buy a Krispy Kreme franchise, like, girl.
That's right. Maybe I can have free donuts every morning.
There you go.
What do you do, Casey?
I do inventory control for 24 stores, along with shipping and receiving for those stores and some restaurants.
Ooh, wow. That's a lot of juggling Man. You have to do.
And you get the donuts.
And you get the donuts.
She must be running late.
That's how you do right there.
Yeah.
Jenna, can you tell Casey how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Of course, Casey, even though I'm sure you already know, legal purposes. We're going to throw you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to yell dollar amounts and... This round could go up to $2,000. We have no idea where he's going to stop, but it's on you to say stop before the vault closes on you. You get that amount of money, but if you don't say stop in time, you will get nothing. Good?
Got it.
Good. Great. All right.
All right, Big Al Max reaching into the Sharpie container because yes. He wants to write down what he thinks it's going to go up to.
Casey, Al has been a little off. Are you curious to know how he's feeling?
Al was close last round.
I'm curious to know. Yes, we'll see.
Okay. Casey, I believe right now, are you familiar with seared but not burnt?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good, good, good. Seared but not burnt. Okay?
Translate that.
Go for the gusto.
Go for the gusto.
What?
But that wouldn't be
but not burnt. We got to go. Come on.
Seared. What level? What is gusto?
Isn't seared just the outside?
Yeah.
And then the inside is completely raw.
I'm just saying, take a little chance. Yeah. Take a little chance.
Cooked on the outside, raw on the inside.
Seared's less than half.
Did she ask y'all how y'all felt?
All right.
You are the most confusing.
Let's just do it. All right, Casey, it's on you.
Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
2000 edition.
$200. $270. $360. $550. $630. $770.
Stop.
$770.
Wow.
Not a gambling woman.
You don't want
to
risk it.
Not a gambling woman. Ain't nothing wrong with that. $770.
Al, how were you feeling?
I was feeling 1500.
Okay, that's what you were
feeling. That's just what I was feeling. I don't know.
Okay, Casey, so you got $770. That's definitely going to cover those Krispy Kreme donuts you're buying right now.
Oh, for sure.
But for fun, we want to see how high it would have gone for your turn. Go ahead.
820. 1120. 1420.
Oh my
God. All right. Got half of it,
you
probably.
Got half,
yeah.
Casey.
Got half.
Not bad.
You got half, girl.
I'm very thankful for what I have. I'm not.
That's right.
Go on in there and get them donuts.
All right, Casey.
I hope they're warm donuts.
Oh, they're the best, too.
They
all right,
the
Casey.
The light on, you know. They're serving
the
hot donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. All right, Casey, you have a wonderful day at work today. Enjoy your $770, and we'll see you later, okay?
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hit that song, Shannon, for us, please. We have a guest in the studio.
No?
Yeah. We would play the song.
There you go.
Tells you Buddy loves you so. Said your mother only smiled on her.
She was in New York. We're in New York. She got that hot song Colors. We decided, hey, Halsey, why don't you stop by and talk with us for a minute?
Well, the truth is, we invited the other 8 million people to come down as well. They didn't show up. But thank you for coming.
You're our only good friend, Halsey.
You know what? I was like, I guess I can make myself available. Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, you haven't been busy or anything. Double Coachella weekends.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of nice to just, like, be chilling in New York for a little bit, though, after, like, being in the desert. Coachella's a vortex. It's like a vacuum. It sucks you in, and, you know, you're worried about what you're wearing and where you're going, and... You know, it's arguably like one of the most important shows you can do in a year.
It is. Do you dislike that part about it, though? Because you're really fashionable, but Coachella's the only festival I haven't been to, and I kind of hate that it's almost like people go just to dress up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh, there's music here.
Oh, there's like, I had the funniest experience with that. I was like walking to get a drink with some of my friends, like on an off day. Mm. And I was like pretty dressed up because, you know,
Coachella.
I wanted to be, whatever.
Yeah.
And this guy walks by me and he goes, like something like, oh, like it's obvious you're here for the fashion and not for the music. And I looked at him and I went, I am the music.
Dropped the mic and walked away.
Just like this distaste in his voice. He just goes, oh, I can see you're here for the fashion and not for the music. I'm like, well, I guess you're not here for the music if you don't know that I'm performing tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, that is so dope.
Boom.
It was crazy.
Do you carry like a microphone in your purse at all times just for statements like that?
That was my clap back.
Yeah.
We heard a stat that you were the most tweeted about at Coachella.
Yeah.
And then you weren't even on Twitter at the moment, right?
Yeah, no, I dropped off of Twitter for a little bit. Just wanted to take a break. I've been using Twitter since like 2009 without stopping. I think it's just, you know, I kind of grew up on the cusp, like, of that generation that is just kind of, like, social media obsessed. You know what I mean? I didn't have it my whole life, but most of my adolescence, it was, like, really important to me. Whereas, like, I have a 10-year-old brother who's on Instagram, so he's got a very different life than me.
Right.
But so I just needed a break from it for a little bit, needed to really focus on my show, needed to focus on everything that I had going on. You know, we had the MTV Movie Awards, we had Coachella, we had... the Huntsman movie was coming out, and there was a lot of preparation for that. And so it was just like a week where I was kind of like, I need to crawl into a little hole right now, and I need to like focus on what's really important to me. And it was really good. It was really calm. It was really nice. And
the world didn't end.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all good.
Exactly. Now I'm back on Twitter. And
yeah.
pretending I'm funny again.
Right. Halsey,
yeah,
Halsey was, she was giving us great Snapchat tutorials here, because she says, you said John Mayer is your favorite person to follow on Snapchat.
John Mayer is really, really funny on Snapchat, and he's gonna actually, I want to say he's gonna kill me, but he'll probably love that I'm saying this, because he takes it very seriously. He's like, Snapchat comedy is like a very real thing for him.
like the art of the snap.
Snapchat comedy. He's so funny. He did one like 2 nights ago where he like played this like recording of his voice back and talk to it, so it sounded like he was having a conversation in his head.
Awesome.
Like on the Snapchat. It was just so funny, so well executed. I was like, you would be good at everything,
yeah,
including,
oh my gosh,
Snapchat.
Right? I don't get Snapchat. Puts a lot of effort into it.
Yeah. I have a feeling when I start Snapchatting will just dissolve.
You will kill Snapchat.
I'm not cool enough.
And now you don't know. You can only use one photo is the problem.
Yeah.
You can't do the 7 collage.
Oh, right. Gosh. Yeah, that
but
would
you
be a
can
problem.
Do like one after the other. Uh-huh. Like the art of the Snapchat comedy is kind of the cutoff, because you'll like say something funny and be like, hey, where are you going? And then like it cuts you off, and then it just kind of makes it funny. I don't know, it's weird.
Well, see, I've been around the block a couple of times, so I'm gonna start a new app. I'm gonna call it Napchat, and just, you know, just pictures of me napping.
I was tired, Holly.
Napchat.
You tired?
Yeah, I'm tired.
So. I would use that.
Yeah. Picture Big Al napping, or Halsey napping. Oh, anybody's napping.
That's like I was telling you guys before. So I was doing this photo shoot like 2 days ago, and I was so tired, and I was so embarrassed. I fell asleep on set in the middle of the photo shoot, and they kept shooting. So,
while you were sleeping.
Yeah, that was real. That was art.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, very, like, yes. It was very artistic.
Are you a sexy sleeper?
And so you know what? I looked, it was very, I looked a lot more harmless than I am in real life. Like, my tour manager was making fun of me. He was like, you look really good in this picture because you don't look like you're about to yell at me.
Aww.
Because I was sleeping.
Are you intense? I find that hard to believe.
I'm pretty intense, yeah. I'm pretty chill right now.
Because it's early.
Yeah, because it's early, because I've had, like, a pretty busy 2 weeks. But, like, yeah, I'm pretty intense. And admittedly, I'm an intense person.
What makes you intense? Like, are you a perfectionist with the performance, that
kind
of thing?
I'm a control freak. I have given up on having a social life because there's so many things that kind of, like, require, like, a tremendous amount of attention. Like, when we were building this Coachella set, like, we got a lot of love for our visuals because we built this, like, really incredible stage, mm-hmm, with, like, these crazy videos and these structures on stage and, like, these projections. And, like, what people don't understand is, like, the video doesn't just show up and we go, cool, looks good. Like, we have to give notes and kind of, like, amend and give our opinion on every single second of video. So if 30 seconds in, there's, like, a couple seconds I think is corny or I don't like or whatever, like, I have to go in and be, like, 1 minute 47 seconds, like, adjust the saturation level of, like, blah, 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 blah,
wow,
blah. And it's, like, so, yeah, I'm not... I got a lot of shows on my DVR that I'm like, I don't have like time to like watch.
You invest in your craft. There's a lot of artists that don't do that, and you could see it in their shows.
I think for me, it's like if you want something done right, I guess. I don't know. I a couple months ago, I like, it's all about finding the balance for me. It's my first year like in the music industry, so it's about kind of finding the balance. And like, there was a period of time where I was kind of like over controlling, and I was like, no, I need to do everything myself. And there was a period of time where I was kind of like, oh, I'll let everybody else like kind of take control for a little bit. Like, I trust everyone. And then, like, I kind of gave up too much control. I got too comfortable. And so now I've kind of, like, found this balance of, like, okay, what is important for me to be, like, overly invested in and, like, super, like, detailed and analytical about, and, like, what, like, I used to be, like, I used to have to like approve the font on a poster before it would go out. And now I'm like, okay, I trust you're going to use the right font. Yeah. You know, like, so you probably, I let go.
You probably felt because you're so young that, that they could try to take advantage of you. So you'd try to be stronger with
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's also one of the best things that I did. I mean, like, I'm really fortunate that I have such a good relationship with the people that I work with. Like, you hear horror stories about the music industry and record companies and people taking advantage of young girls. And I've never felt like that. In the entirety of what I've been doing so far, there's never been a moment where I felt like, at least the people working closest to me, I've never felt like anyone has been like, oh, well, you're just a young girl. I've always felt well respected. I've always felt like, you know, my opinion mattered. And I'm really fortunate for that, that people make me feel as though my opinion is valid and that, you know, it's important.
Mm-hmm. They're standing over your shoulder. Yeah. Exactly. Can you say
that? Yeah, yeah, actually. What's up? What's going on, guys?
We're chatting with Halsey. You started on YouTube. You did the SoundCloud thing.
Yeah.
And now you're playing Coachella.
That easy.
Yeah, it's not that easy, right?
No. I always joke around, like, it took me a really long time to blow up overnight.
You majored in songwriting, right? Or you studied songwriting?
I did. I went to college for one semester. I went to a community college, and I studied creative writing and songwriting. And I was there for like 2 months, and I was like,
got it. Nailed it.
Yeah, I was like, I want
to
lead.
That's what I did when I went to college. Nailed it. Don't need
to. So rhyming is important. Okay, got it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Did you get good grades? Did the teachers, was it a good experience for you?
I had really good professors. I didn't really get good grades, no.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, you're an artist. Artists typically don't.
Exactly. That's the thing. Is like my parents and like people, they kind of just like, I was an interesting type of student in high school and in college because I was really well read and I was really participant. Like, I really, really wanted to participate in discussions and debates, and I tested really, really well. And I'd stay after class with teachers to talk about like books we were reading just for my own like personal like gain and my own personal interest. But I didn't do any homework at all ever, and I was late to class and I skipped class. And so my teachers were like, you know, you're smart and you care and you're involved and you actually like, you know, you actually care about the content that we're like learning about. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like,
you're not doing it at home.
It's because I was going to concerts.
Yeah, you're doing music.
I was traveling the country just like going to see other people perform, like playing acoustic shows, like doing whatever. And like, And it's okay now. Like, looking back, I'm like, it's cool I didn't do my homework because, you know, I did something else.
Because you sold out Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Is that the moment that you're like, oh, whatever, and your parents are fine?
Yeah, I kind of, that was the moment when my mom forgave me for my hand tattoos. As soon as we sold out Madison Square Garden, she forgave me for getting my hands tattooed.
So what you got tattooed on your hand? You have
I have a 17 and I have these three X's. And when I first got them, my mom was like, you're never going to get a job. You have tattoos on your hands, you're never going to get a job.
Yeah.
And then I sold at Madison Square Garden, and she told me she forgave me.
Aww.
She's like, you got a job. Yeah.
It was so funny. It was so funny.
Aww. What's the 17 mean on your hand?
17 is kind of like my lucky number.
Uh-huh.
Variations of 7 have been like kind of superstitious for me. Like, I was put out, like, my album came out on the 27th. Like, I put out a new single on the 17th, like the 7th. Like, we use a lot of 7s. I'm giving away all my secrets now, so now my fans are going to know when to expect all my, like, releases.
Yeah.
And today's the 27th.
Is it?
Oh. This is freaky now.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
Now I just got freaky.
Is there an announcement?
Halsey, that's so crazy. No announcement. Just want to let Halsey know she's here on the 27th.
No, wow. We were just talking about how, like, you know, how forgiving my record company is. Maybe I'll just drop a new song on
right now.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's wincing.
I'm kidding.
Exclusive? No.
Oh, I wish. I wish.
You cut your hair short. Mm-hmm. You got new hair. Don't care.
New hair. Don't care.
What? Okay. You just got sick of it one day and say that's it. I'm cutting it because that's a real personal thing for a woman.
I love going through her Instagram though. If you go through just in the last like 18 months, your hair has been. It looked like mine. Long brown, long blonde. Mm-hmm. It's been long pink,
blue,
long blue,
purple,
short.
Everything.
You're like, I'm done.
What was your least favorite or the one you kept for the shortest amount of time?
I had like a short black pixie cut, and I just looked like I was like in a Korean pop band. So
K-pop's really hot right now.
It is. It's really hot right now. But that's the thing, though, is that like K-pop is so hot right now, and like a lot of my fans were like, "You kind of look like a K-pop star," and I was like, "That's cool," but like for me, I was like, "Nope." Yeah. You know what I mean? I think shaving my head for me, believe it or not, was I'd wanted to do it because I thought it would be cool and I thought it would feel comfortable for a while. And all the reasons why I didn't do it were such bad reasons. This boy's not going to think I'm cute anymore.
Not as feminine.
Like this magazine's not going to like me. My fans are going to think I'm weird. The radio's not going to play me because they're going to think I'm like in a cult. I don't know. Like, it was like all these awful reasons. And none of the reasons why I was keeping myself from shaving my head were for myself. Wow. None of them were because of me. And so one day I was just like, I'm letting all of these like superficial and insecure things hold me back from doing this. I need to prove to myself that I can do this and still love myself. You know what I mean? That I can do this and I can still love myself and not care what other people think of me. And it was weird in the beginning. Like people would like say stuff or stare at me. Like I had friends that like girlfriends who like didn't want to go out with me because they're worried I would like scare people off from like wanting to come over to like our table
with
like
your short hair.
Yeah, that was what I was saying too, is because I'm sitting here going like, really, it's just hair, like what's wrong with you
right.
people? And it really did show me like kind of the priorities of the people around
that's
me.
That's weird.
That's incredibly deep.
But if you can't support me through shaving my head, like imagine if I was going through something like
that you lost your hair.
Yeah. Imagine if I was going through something more intense than that, a personal struggle, be it like, you know, a sickness, be it something dealing with sexuality, dealing with my lifestyle, dealing with my family, whatever it is. If you can't support me because I made a physical choice, a choice to alter my physical appearance, what would you do if I made a choice to alter my lifestyle?
So did it cause you to have conversations with your friends, or did it cause you to lose friends?
Oh, I lost some friends. I lost some friends. And I also had a big wake-up call about some like potential like romantic interests or whatever. I was like, okay, well, if you're not going to love me because I shave my head, then like... But it was a really positive thing, too, because there was a lot of people in my life who were just like whatever, like, change your hair, like, cool. Like, and a lot of people surprised me, too. A lot of people I thought were going to be weirded out by it were just like, yeah, like, actually,
all right, what'd your mom say?
My mom loved it.
Yeah, of course mom loved it.
Yeah, she did. She really did love it. And my dad did, too, which is cool, because I thought my dad was going to be like, okay, you weirdo. But it was really cool. It was really positive. And also, like I said, it's just hair. A couple months later, and it's like it never even happened. It'll grow back.
Well, sometimes it doesn't grow back.
In Big Al's case, Halsey, it doesn't grow back.
Every once in a while. Yeah, hair don't grow on a busy street.
Can I ask you a really personal question?
Yeah, of course.
Just between us girls, I notice you're a fan of leotards.
Should as I leave?
As am I. Yeah, I wear a lot of leotards. I'm a non-performing leotard wearer, but I see you wear leotards all the time. What's the secret to peeing? Do you have a secret? You wear leotards all the time.
Oh, this is girl talks for real.
Is that
right
too
now.
Personal? No, I have one on right now, and I have to get fully nude.
Don't
to go
you
to
do
the
like
bathroom.
The side pool?
I can't. It's too risky.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes I do the side pool. I try to use the ones with snaps because they're a little easier.
Why don't they make
but
more
I can't
of those?
Do them on stage because if the snaps come undone, then we're gonna have a really big problem.
Yeah,
like a very serious problem. Coachella's gonna shut down their live stream. I got really used to wearing leotards, and it's hard. Having to pee at all when you're a performer is hard because like your body kind of fakes you out. Like I'll be about to walk on stage and be like, oh no. Oh, all right, I got 30 seconds till the end. Do I have time? What do I do? You know, it's like I either need to make it happen in 45 seconds or I need to be good for an hour and 15 minutes.
Normally, don't you guys have like a porta potty backstage?
Yeah.
Like if you need it?
Yeah, but that's also gross.
Be honest.
Yeah. No, I've used them, totally.
Have you started a song while you're in there?
Oh my God. No,
but I have.
Because I was watching the One Direction thing and I think they started a song and one of them was
stage,
still in there.
Well, it's for guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We can live stream
like
while we live
echo.
Stream.
But. And I remember. The flush, the flush that was.
But I remember, when Stacey Ferguson peed on herself.
Fergie.
And that was plastered everywhere. Poor thing. But she was in the moment. It's rock and roll or whatever.
Yeah.
Or pop.
Catchy
pop.
Some like crazy stuff. Like I've been like really sick on stage and like felt like I was going to like throw up or something. But adrenaline is one hell of a drug, let me tell you. Like, adrenaline, like, you got hiccups, you're about to walk on stage, and you're, like, gone immediately. You have a really bad cough, you feel like you're going to throw up, you feel like anything in the world could be happening, and, like, you just kind of, like, detach from your body a little bit. It's really, really, really bizarre. I mean, like, even, like, emotionally, like, I've been, like, having, like, a really, really, really bad day, and I've been, like, literally 10 seconds to my intro being like, I can't do, like, I cannot do this right now. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the first couple notes start, and it's almost like Pavlovian. Like, you just kind of, like, you hear the notes, and your body just goes, and it's time to go. You know what I mean? Like, you just kind of, like, snap into
it.
That's
so cool.
Did you see Katy Perry's documentary from that tour when her marriage was falling apart?
Yep. Yeah.
That same thing. She'd be 10 seconds before she's about to go on, literally crying because her husband and she are fighting the phone, and then go.
That's probably
crazy.
Yeah, I've been there.
That's kind of what makes you a star, though. You know, I mean, Prince, we've just learned that he had, like, debilitating stage fright that he had to medicate to do it, and you would really have never known, you know?
That's a lot of people, too. You don't realize, like I've gone to see my friends perform, you know, and I've been, like, I show up as they're going on stage, and, you know, they finish the show, and I'm like, they were so incredible, and I walk backstage to meet them, and I walk in the dressing room, and they could be like, you know, my cousin just died, or, like, something just happened, and I'm like, I would have had no idea, or they'd be like, I'm really sick, or, like, I have bronchitis, or, like, I've met people backstage and walked up to them and been like, hey, man, like, you were so awesome, and they've been like, thank you, and I've been like, what, and they're like, I have no voice, and I'm like, I could not tell, like, at all. Like, it's crazy some of the things that you'll fight through, like, to put a show. I just played a show, like, a couple weeks ago in Milan.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time I've ever been to Italy, and I'm really excited. A couple of my songs have gone platinum over there, so it's like I have a really good relationship with, like, the community and my fan base there. And
you're huge in Milan.
Italians love you.
Everybody loves Halsey there.
I am music in Milan.
Yeah. I am the music.
I am Milan.
I'm just happy to go to Milan because it's the only place in the world where people pronounce my last name right, because my last name is French Bonnie.
Yeah,
so it's like it's a really weird thing, but I'm about to go on stage, and I cannot produce a single sound. Like, I'm like, cannot produce a single sound.
That's,
and I'm looking at my manager, like, we're gonna have to, like, he's like, we're gonna have to cancel the show. I'm like, I'm not canceling the show. This is Milan. Like, I am not canceling the show. And, like, there's, and, like, you know, I walk out, and, like, adrenaline kind of, like, pumps me up. I just looked at the crowd, and I was like, listen, I'm gonna sound awful tonight, but we're gonna have a really good time because you love these songs, and I love these songs, and I love you, and you love me, and this is gonna be really great. And, like, it's not going to be the most sonically pleasing experience.
Yeah.
Like, if you're here to judge me for, like, my, like, scientific vocal ability, like, you're in the wrong place. Mm. Like, go take your science somewhere else. Like, this is gonna be about energy. This is gonna be about an experience. And it was one of the most incredible experiences of my career so far, because I walked off stage and was like, wow, how cool is it that we love each other so unconditionally that I can walk out and admit to them that I'm not in the best shape tonight. You know, it was such a, and I don't like admitting defeat, so that was a really hard thing for me to do.
Well, Halsey, there's also the possibility that a lot of them didn't understand what you were saying.
Very true.
You're so right.
And you had really good videos playing in the
very
background.
True. Yeah, very true.
You just ruined it for her. You just defeated her.
I thought we're, like, in the trust tree and we're friends.
Like, we don't understand what you said. Just sing.
They just want to cheer. Like, when you have the power, you can go into a foreign country and say whatever you want, and they still cheer for you. That's power right there.
Oh, God. Just look at you, ruined it.
No. Did I ruin it for you, Halsey?
She's totally deflated.
I'm just, like, going back to that night now, thinking about it and being like, you might be right. Like, they all just kind of stared at me, like, pretty blankly and just cheered about everything I said.
Right.
Like, I could have walked out there and been like, oh, no, JC.
Halsey, do you want to slap me right now?
No, not at all. But Milan, if you're listening, it doesn't matter because you're not going to understand what I'm saying anyway.
We're huge in Milan.
Yeah, luckily
we are
you,
Milan.
We don't have a big Italian fan base.
Yeah. Dang it.
Okay, so you're back on Twitter.
Back on Twitter.
On Snapchat.
What's your Twitter handle? Yeah.
It is just Halsey.
All right.
Just H-A-L-S-E-Y.
Al's always there.
Yeah, just like that.
What's Twitter handle?
Make sure you pick up the album, Badlands, the singles, Colors. Great video with Tyler Posey, too.
Thank you so much. He's such a doll. He is such a doll. He's one of my closest friends, and I love him so much.
Now you get to pick the babes out for your video.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I know.
The energy.
I know. It's cool. It was cool to call him, too, because he's such a star. He's a superstar. And he's a good friend of mine. Like, we both live in California, and we both used to live in the Valley. So we'd, like, call each other and be like, yo, man, you want to go get tacos? And we'd be like, sure. And we're both walking distance from this, like, taco place. So he'd, like, get on a skateboard, and I'd, like, walk, and we'd, like, meet up and, like, get tacos. And, like, for, like, a couple hours, just be like, like, we were two kids in high school, you know what I mean? It was so nice.
He's so cool. He shows up to award shows in, like, jorts and, like, his Vans, and he rocks it.
He's, like, the, as far as, like,
acting, being an actor goes, like, he strikes me as, like, the Blink-182
yes.
of, like, young male actors. Like, he just, like, causes trouble on red carpets and, like, posts, like, kind of, like, boyish and vulgar stuff online. And, like, he's, like, raised on, like, Blink-182 and, mm-hmm. like, all this, like the Johnny Knoxville culture. And, like, so he's just, like, such a troublemaker. But I love him for it. We were getting in a lot of trouble on set of my video. There was one time when the director came in and we were filming a scene where we were all sitting at a dinner table, and me and Tyler had a six-pack of beer hidden underneath the table. And every time the director would walk away, we'd, like, drink a beer and, like, put it down. And, like, someone else on set was like, are you going to get in trouble? I was like, this is my music video.
Yeah.
I was like, no way. So, like, as, like, the scenes start getting into, like, the dinner-type scenes of the music video, like, Tyler and I are a little tipsy, I'm not going to lie. Like, we're really going for it. We were also really scared, though. We filmed it at the American Horror Story House.
And,
like,
so cool.
Oh, and creepy yeah. things just kept happening, and we were both, I think, a little nervous, so we kind of, like,
did
had
they
to
really, or were
off.
You drunk?
No, it was definitely scary stuff. Like, the chandelier started, like, flickering. We were sitting at the table, and Tyler and I both just looked at each other, and I was like, oh my gosh, we're gonna die. Like, we're gonna die in here, and this music video is gonna get so many views because yeah. we're gonna yeah. die.
And
for
we're
your
drunk.
Art.
Yeah.
For your it was really crazy. And we both got B12 shots in our butts, and so we just kind of had to, like, pull our pants down in front of
weird?
The whole cast and get the shots. And
we did that recently together.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a bonding
yeah.
experience.
Oh, yeah. I
did
get them all the time.
You
can taste
it
right
taste
away.
It.
Yeah.
It goes
yeah.
from your butt to your mouth.
Yeah,
it's
we're
weird.
All in the same room. I'm the only one that actually pulled my pants down to my knees, but. All right. It's weird.
Well, buy the album Badlands. Halsey, where do we go to? What's your website so we can check out the tour and all that?
I am Halsey.com.
Boom. It's so awesome to have you in the studio. Make sure you visit us when we're back home, please.
Thank you guys for having me. This was really awesome.
You're
good
so nice.
Good morning. Thank you.
Problem.
You guys are so nice. Nobody said anything
Don't
mean
ever
to me
change.
Today.
No.
This is a success. No, I'm just
well,
kidding.
Except for JC and that whole Italian
mean.
Thing.
I just told
yeah.
the truth.
And I heard a guy outside was talking about your haircut.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was going to sit down and you guys were going to be like, well, wow, Halsey, you're wearing denim on denim, so it's clear you care more about the fashion than the music.
No, you got this. I am the music, you guys.
I am the music.
Give it up for Halsey, everybody.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.